Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know, let's just start this off right off the bat, because this is how ridiculous things are getting. I shared yesterday in the book of Jeremiah where the Lord said that there are a revolted people, and they are too far gone. And there's a point where the Lord says there's absolutely nothing that they can do at this point to return. Well, I'm not here to put the death nail over the top of your head, but we still have the mercy to do the right thing today. And we have been told that, and we've been given that message for decades now concerning the message that you've been receiving from this ministry. And yet you continuously see things going for the worse rather than for the better, because you see people are unwilling to open their eyes. And now what we've got, we even got a situation now where we have those that are responsible for conspiracy or crimes that are admitting on their deathbeds that they are the responsible party for committing the crimes, and somehow or another it's still a theory. So, in regardless of how many times politicians have been busted with smoking gun in hand, it matters not, because the people do not understand that they are the government under God, no matter how many times you tell them. No matter how many times you tell them that the two-party system is completely unconstitutional and that we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties, it matters not. They keep going back to their vomit. Okay? That's mercy to keep showing them the truth of the matter. But what's sad about it is they don't respond to the truth. They keep allowing things to get worse. Here, prime case in point, over the last couple of days, I've been highlighting the fact that Ron DeSantis is illegally importing Marxists and communists and Muslims into the United States of America, even going so far as to put them on an airplane and disperse them throughout the United States of America, because the American people believe that Ron's going after Joe Biden and kicking him in the teeth by casting those illegals into his backyard, when in fact, what they're not paying attention to is the fact that Ron DeSantis and that of Greg Abbott and others that are going to jump on board are in fact pushing forth Biden's agenda. So much so that the people are giving Ron DeSantis a standing ovation, giving him a record-setting $122 million, of course, to run for the next presidency of the United States of America, that I told you over 2 years ago that that's exactly what he's going to do, and this is how he's doing it. But the people don't realize that he's importing them into their own backyards. He's not deporting them, because the American people have become so biblically illiterate and constitutionally illiterate, they think it's okay for government to do the unlawful thing, but they can't do the lawful thing. And we got a good taste of that under Donald Trump, right? So when you get to that point, friends, and I've said it a gazillion times, literally, how do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? Because that's where we're at today. It's not that they're not helping themselves, folks. They're actually adding insult to their own injuries, and they're hastening judgment upon them and their posterity on a daily basis. I mean, think about what I just said with Ron DeSantis. He's illegally importing them into cities across the country under the guise of going after Joe Biden, who is calling forth the illegals to come into the country in the first place. Ron imports them and disperses them throughout the country, and the American people give him a standing ovation, and they give him $122 million to become the next president of the United States of America. How do you help a people like that? Folks, we're going to be talking about this in just a couple of minutes. Even when they admit that they did it, for some reason or another, in the eyes of the American people, it's still a theory. Because, remember, truth demands a response. And when you give them the truth and they reject the truth, the only thing they can look forward to now is judgment. And that's where we're at today in America in a big way. It's raining judgments upon the heads of the American people. Okay? If you want to call in, I strongly advise that's what you do, because, folks, it's getting to the point now with emails and texts and messages, a lot of that is going to go unresponded to because there's so much of an influx of messages coming my way on a daily basis that it's burning me out. I'm not burning the candle on four ends, folks. I am being burnt all the way around, and enough is enough. So if you want to talk, the time to do that is during the show. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top left side of the page. You will find us there on social media platforms. Subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that Rumble feed. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to show you this on social media platforms right now. We're seeing a lot of this. CIA agent's deathbed confession, where he came out and he had brought to the world the message that he was responsible for murdering and killing that of Marilyn Monroe because she was a national threat. Okay? And then there's a long article as to why he did the assassination. He also said that and claimed that he carried out 37 assassinations for the United States government between 1959 and 1972. Now, it's also interesting to note that these old school agents, this guy's name's Norman Hodges, he was 78 years old, and he told the world the truth on his deathbed, which shows you that God's law is perpetual. It's always at work. This man's been fighting his conscience all the way to the point where he's going to now meet his maker, in which he has to answer for all of his crimes. But crimes to him is not what he thought he was doing. He thought he was doing a patriotic deed by committing these 37 assassinations, namely that of Marilyn Monroe. He said, "I did it for America." He killed 37 people because they actually believe that they're doing it for the American cause. Well, I believe in many cases they didn't realize that they're actually pushing it forth concerning the global agenda as it continuously comes into view on a daily basis. But look at this, folks. CIA agent's deathbed confession. I killed Marilyn Monroe and 37 other people. But it's interesting how the mainstream media covered it because they were right there to call him a liar. Those that have been lying to you for decades are calling the man that's telling you the truth on his deathbed a liar. Okay, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, folks, here it is. So even when they admit that they did it, it's still a theory. And it's interesting. I just highlighted an individual on his deathbed who confessed to committing 37 assassinations on the behalf of the CIA from 1959 to 1972. And I did a little back-end research on it, and it was interesting how the mainstream media went right after him to call him a liar in defense of the CIA. Now, this all coincides with the fact that, folks, the mainstream media, they're bought and paid for, and I'm going to show you that in just a little bit more detail in a couple minutes here concerning another CIA deathbed confession. I want you to see this guy. His name is Gene Gilmore, and he actually highlighted the fact that the whole moon landing was a total hoax. Now, before you get all freaked out about that, folks, do keep in mind we had Bart Sibrel on this program, who's been spending decades debunking that lie. Also keep in mind, folks, that there was something called Operation Paperclip, where back in the 40s and the 50s, your government brought Nazi criminals into the United States of America. Now, here's something to think about. If you knew that it wasn't true concerning the moon landing, the government couldn't extract billions and billions of dollars from you on a yearly basis for the space projects. Now, could they? Nope. But if they can convince you that that's what they did, when in fact they have no proof that they actually did it, there again comes into play, folks. Even when they admit that they did it, the people still say it's a theory. Folks, even when you tell them the truth is stranger than fiction to some people. But going back to Bart Sibrel, if you remember right, he had actually shared with us, and we've got the videos of it as well, where he's going to all those that said that they allegedly went to the moon, asking them the questions to put their hand basically on the Bible and swear that they did it. Not a one of them would do it. As a matter of fact, one of them even punched him in the face for it. One of them actually told him to get out of his house, and little did that individual know that said he'd been to the moon. The recorder was still playing when they kicked Bart out of the house, and he had said to his son after Bart left the house in haste, he said, "We need to call the CIA and have this guy killed." Bart Seibel said this on the radio, folks. Okay? And a lot of these guys are scared to death concerning the fact that this may be uncovered. And it's interesting. Matter of fact, when we were doing high schools in Indiana, we were doing a whole bunch of them. Matt Labesh was the head of the Weekly Standard. And we were going back and forth, and he was on the road with us for a week just covering everything that we were doing in the high school assembly programs. And it got to the point where he just said to me, he goes, "Bradley, do you believe that we've ever been to the moon before?" I said, "You have got to be out of your mind." And he said to me, "Man, I question everything that you told me now." I said, "Here's the deal. I question everything that you have to say now because there's absolutely no proof that we've ever been there. On the contrary, we have videos. We have how many people have come out over the last decade basically showing us that it was a complete fraud." I said, "Matt, let me do this. As soon as we get a minute here, what I want to do is I want to get outside of the bus." We pulled up into the school, folks, just to prove the point that over half the American people do not believe that we've ever been to the moon. The only people that you're hearing from concerning the landing of the moon as it being an affirmative, as if to suggest it really happened, is the mainstream media and those that believe the mainstream media. And again, 94% of you don't believe them, but who told you that we've been to the moon? Now, what's interesting is when we got out of the bus, right when we got to that school in Indiana, lo and behold, there was an event there. So there was tons of people. There was dads, there was moms, there was kids, families all over the place. I said, "Matt, the head editor for the Weekly Standard, I said, I want you to come outside and I want you to see how you are going to stand in indifference with the majority of the American people who do not believe that we've been to the moon." He said, "Okay, let's do it." We got out of the bus. I started walking up to people randomly. I said, "Do you believe we've been to the moon?" "Absolutely not." "These are kids." "Absolutely not." Walking up to parents, "Do you believe that we've been to the moon?" "Absolutely not. You've got to be out of your mind to believe that we've ever been to the moon." The only person or people that have ever told you that are the ones that are using as an excuse to extract the money from the people to pay for their projects. And what is their project, friends? At the end of the day, a global initiative. Okay? The next day, I did the high school assembly, a full student body. There's about 300 students there. Matt was sitting in the room. I said, "Hey, can I just ask all of you students some questions here? Oh, and by the way, not everybody agreed with me, but more people agreed with me that it was a fraud than didn't." And again, keep in mind, I asked the question randomly. And I didn't coach, I didn't lead people to give me the answer I was looking for. I just simply asked, "Do you believe that we've been to the moon?" A majority easily said no. There's no way we could have ever did it, okay? Now, what's also interesting is when I was doing the high school assembly with the 300 students the next day, Matt was sitting in the back, and I said, can I ask you all a question? How many, by a show of hands, in this assembly program right now believe that we've been to the moon? And can I ask you something? Why is it like to some people a big no-no to ask the question? Because you don't want anybody to rattle your belief system. Well, guess what? I'm the guy that's appointed by God to rattle your belief system. Because that's a fraud. It's a perpetuated fraud. And every year, they want to remind us as to how we've been to the moon, but yet nobody can answer for it in giving us evidence that they've ever been there, and they've never done it twice. But no, we just want to keep believing the government that lies to us on a daily basis, right? 300 students, how many believe that we've been to the moon? Over half of the students in that assembly believed that we didn't go to the moon. Less than half believed that we went. I don't even think it was, I think it was probably about a quarter of the students that believed that we went to the moon. See, so sometimes, folks, it's interesting. It's the adults that have been stupefied down, and it's their kids that don't believe it. Isn't that crazy? Because the kids know, as I've said before, that they've been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They have to discern and decipher the truth for themselves because nobody else is doing it for them. The majority of the young people in this high school assembly easily, hands down, believe that we've never been to the moon. Okay? And what are we talking about right now? Even when they admit it, it's still a theory, according to the mainstream media, that has no truth in them, John 8:44. And even when the CIA deathbed confessions come forward, they tell you the truth as to what they're responsible for. Reuters, Snopes, all these CIA useful idiots. What do? They attack those that are telling you the truth. Folks, keep in mind, those that are attacking the CIA deathbed confessions, these are the outlets that have been lying to you for decades, that are calling these individuals liars. So all the well, folks, we know that we're being told the truth. This guy right here, his name is Gene Gilmore. Okay, and I'm not going to play the whole thing. But what's interesting about this guy is he wants us to know that the moon landing was a complete fraud.
I don't want any money for what I'm doing because hopefully this video won't come out until after my death. So I have nothing to gain, nothing to profit by telling you what I'm going to tell you. And a lot of what I'm going to tell you is available online until they see this video. And I'm sure things will start getting scrubbed.
Okay, so he just got done telling you. So he's telling you right now that he's doing this video. He died in February of 2022. He's telling you that the moon landing was a complete fraud. They were a part of the cover-up, the setup, the staging of the moon landing. And, of course, he died. He said, once this gets out there, they're going to begin to scrub the Internet. That's exactly right. Why are they scrubbing the Internet? Folks, you've seen what they just did during the pandemic. How much time did YouTube? They pulled three of my channels. Facebook pulled off almost a million friends that I had up during that particular time about a year and a couple months ago. Why are they so afraid of the truth? Because it's the truth that debunks their lies, folks. And as the church, 86% of those that profess to be Christians in this country, we should all be busy, by the way, going after darkness and reproving it, Ephesians 5:11. We shouldn't allow the lies to survive in this country. We have more light in this country than any other country on the globe. There's absolutely no reason or excuse as to why we have allowed the bad guys to do the things that the bad guys do. And here's one more prime example of an individual coming out telling you it was a complete fraud.
My father, in 1968, was stationed at Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. I made notes on my computer.
Okay. So anyways, I'm just showing you all these agents that came out and highlighted the fact that no matter what we've been told, right, even when they tell us themselves that they're the ones responsible for committing the crimes, the mainstream media is right there trying to shut them down, calling them liars. The list goes on. Okay? And I'm talking about even when they admit that they did it, The mainstream media still wants you to believe that it's a theory. When, folks, it's obvious that the mainstream media is covering for conspirators, and we do a whole show on that, folks. They've been covering for conspirators for 100 and some years that we know of in this country alone, and I'm sure we could roll the clock back a little bit more to find out that they were doing it even before then. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The five permanent members of the Security Council just reaffirmed that commitment in January. But today, we're seeing disturbing trends.
President Biden addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, the president saying nuclear war cannot be won and should never be fought. A more than $1 billion jackpot has been claimed, but we may never know who won it. That's because the Illinois Lottery says the winners who are splitting the prize wish to remain anonymous. They won the $1.4 billion jackpot in late July after stopping at a store in the Chicago area. Walmart is hiring 40,000 seasonal and full-time workers for the holiday season. The retail giant saying it's filling various positions, including seasonal and customer service associates, as well as 1,500 truck drivers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay. Here's another one for you. Okay, we're talking about even when they admit that they're guilty of the crime, the mainstream media is right there to call them liars. It's like Satan calling anybody a liar, folks. His minions calling other people liars, really, when he's the father of lies. John 8:44, he's the great deluder. I mean, folks, this is insane. Listening to the useful idiots that lie to you all day long, telling you what's true and what's not true, based on what? Their opinions, right? Or just parroting what they're reading off the teleprompter. Well, that doesn't fly with me, folks. If you want the truth, oftentimes you're going to have to dig for it. But here's another CIA agent confessing on deathbed that we blew up WTC, Tower 7 on 9/11. And I want you to just hang on for a minute before you jump the gun, because I know that there's people out there, they say they love the truth, but they really hate the truth. They hold to truth and unrighteousness is what they do. Romans 1:18, read it when you get a moment. But CIA agent confesses on deathbed that we blew up WTC, the seventh hour, on 9/11. Now, it's interesting, folks, that we today still don't know who's responsible for attacking and taking down the two towers, because for 18 years we were told that it was the Muslims that did it. And what's also interesting, and I got to revert back to General Wesley Clark again, because he blurted the truth out, folks, during an interview during that particular time, that after the two towers fell, they didn't even know who to attack. That's literally what he said. It's easy to find. Go online. Seven countries, General Wesley Clark, you can find it. We played it on the show over and over and over again. Okay? But the reason I'm bringing that up is because they went and attacked Iraq that had nothing to do with the two towers falling, and how many buildings dropped after the two towers fell. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to show you some videos of firefighters, folks, telling you that these were detonations from the inside. Absolutely, they said. And also keep in mind that there was over 156 different eyewitness accounts that were all scripted out, folks, all written down and verified. There was 156 eyewitness accounts that were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11, 2001. Okay? Just so you know what you're dealing with. And why is that? Let me just give this to you just a little bit, just so you can hear this. 79-year-old retired CIA agent Malcolm Howard has made a series of astonishing claims since he's been released from the hospital in New Jersey on Friday and told that he had weeks to live. Mr. Howard claims he was involved in the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7, the third building that was destroyed on 9/11. Forgive me. Mr. Howard, who worked for the CIA for 36 years as an operative, claims he was tapped by senior CIA agents to work on the project due to his engineering background and earlier in and on the demolition business. Trained as a civil engineer, Mr. Howard became an explosive expert after being headhunted by the CIA. They sought him out in early 1980s. Mr. Howard says he has extensive experience in planting explosives in items as small as cigarette lighters and as large as 80-floor buildings. Okay? Now listen carefully. The 79-year-old New Jersey native says he worked on the CIA operation they dubbed the New Century between 1997 and September 2001. During that time, he says the CIA was still taking orders from the top. Mr. Howard says he was a part of the cell of four operatives tasked with ensuring the demolition was successful. Mr. Howard says the World Trade Center 7 operation is unique among his demolitions, as it is the only demolition that we had to pretend that wasn't a demolition job. They had to pretend that it wasn't a demolition, he's saying. He claims he had no problem going through with the deception at the time because when you're a patriot, notice what they're calling themselves, he said when you're a patriot, you don't question the motivation of the CIA or the White House. You assume the bigger purpose is for a greater good. They pick good, loyal people like me, and it breaks my heart to hear the blank talk, he says. Then he goes on and he says, but even as he admits that now, looking back at what he was responsible for committing, he said something wasn't right. He said no good has come from this. He said this isn't the America that we envisioned. Of course not. Explaining how the building was brought down, Mr. Howard says it was a classic controlled demolition with explosives. We used superfine military grade, nanothermite, composite materials, and explosives. The hard part was getting thousands of pounds of explosives, fuses, and ignition mechanisms into the building without causing too much concern, he said. He said Building 7 was rented out by the CIA, the Secret Service, or the military, which had made it easier. He said the WTC-7, Building 3, was loaded with explosives in strategic places. He said in the months leading up to the day changed the course of American history. On September 11th, while the North and South towers burned, fuses were ignited in World Trade Center 7, and the nanothermite explosions hollowed out the building, destroying the steel structure, removing the reinforcements, and allowing the offices of fire to tear through the rest of the building, hollowing out it like that of a shell. He went on, folks, and I think some of this stuff is very vital in listening to, because it doesn't exhibit the confession of a man that doesn't know what he's talking about. He said, when the building came down, it was such a rush. He said, everything went exactly as to plan. It went so smooth. Everybody was evacuated. He said, nobody was hurt in World Trade Center 7. We were celebrating, he said. We kept watching replays of the demolition. We had the whiskey and cigars out. And then all of a sudden, the strangest thing happened. We all started to worry that it looked a bit too smooth. This is the confession, a deathbed confession, of a CIA agent taking responsibility for detonating WTC Building 7. Okay? But again, according to the mainstream media, folks, it's all theory. No, because, folks, if it was true, folks, there would be a lynching in the streets the same day. Oh, by the way, he starts to talk about this. He said, we watched the tape again and again and again, and we started to get paranoid. He said it looked like a controlled demolition. We thought, blank, people are going to question this. And then we heard that people from the street were reporting that they heard the explosions during the afternoon. He said, when we were told that the DC or BBC botched their report and announced to the world that the building collapsed 20 minutes before it actually did, at that point, we really thought the gig was up. And he goes on and says, according to the official 9/11 reports issued by the government, WTC collapsed due to uncontrolled fires that were caused by the debris that floated over from WTC 1 and the two towers, folks, 1 and 2, which had been passengers or hit by passenger planes, we were told. Okay? And folks, he started to talk about what I just said. He said that's all you have to do, folks, is follow the money. He said throughout this report that he was surprised that the American people took it for face value. He said there was so many loose ends, so much evidence left behind, we thought the public would be all over it. He thought there would be a public uprising that the media couldn't ignore. He said they'd be funding investigations and demanding to know why they were being lied to. We thought they'd find chemical composts in the area that would prove Building 7 was completely blown up. He said we thought there would be a revolution in America. It would go all that way to the top to President Bush. He'd be dragged out of the White House, he confessed. But none of that happened. Almost, listen carefully, Americans. Listen to me, blind sheep. This is the confession of a CIA agent confessing to his crimes concerning the WTC 7, the third building that dropped. He said, if the American people knew, there would have been a revolution all the way to the top. Bush would have been dragged out of the White House. He said, but none of that happened. Almost nobody questioned anything. The media shot down anyone who dared to question anything that they were told. And then this agent goes on to tell us, just follow the money. That's right. After the two towers fell, General Wesley Clark told us again, friends, they didn't know who to attack, so they went after the CIA prop named Saddam Hussein. They took him down. They accused him of having WTCs. That was the excuse to invade. The American people got behind Bush because he said he was a Christian. And they had to get rid of that madman. Like every other country they have taken down, they have to cast into your minds that they're monsters. They're madmen, and they must be dealt with. Well, Saddam was one of them. The American people got on board, attacked an innocent nation. Dick Cheney and friends and contractors made over $39.5 billion off of destroying a nation that did nothing concerning the two towers. And if you want to talk about who the guilty party is, look to Donald Rumsfeld. Look to that whole circle of evil, folks. Because they were the ones that were responsible for it. And he said, he goes on and he says, listen, no matter what I tell you now, he said, everyone's on the payroll to denounce the things that I'm telling you even now. Of course. Of course. Hey, you know why? You know why you're in trouble, America? Because you don't want to acknowledge what you know in your heart is true. There's a massive conspiracy going on, and they've been exposed over and over. They've told on themselves. Even Bush, when he was the president of the United States of America, evil Poppy, the evilest man on the planet, said CIA and FBI whistleblowers, told the American people, order out of chaos, order out of chaos, order out of chaos. If you want to know who fills the order, friends, just look to those that are creating the chaos. A new world order over 200 times. And the American people still believe the lying media when they're told that these guys are just lying, when they're even telling you the facts of the matter as to what they're guilty of. Why is this country in trouble, folks? You don't even believe the responsible party when they tell you. Smoking gun in hand and all. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to show you some videos that you've never, ever seen before.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That are taking responsibility for the crimes they say that they are guilty of. The mainstream media, those that have been used to lie to you for decades, are calling them liars. The devil's calling the people that are confessing to the crimes that they're guilty of liars. Because if you believe these CIA confessions on their deathbeds, folks, that means the culprits are still loose. And we all the well know that that's the case. Because they just did it again. through the pandemic. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Bradley, why are you talking about this? Because I don't like being lied to. I want the guilty party held accountable for their crimes. And we have individuals that were working for the guilty party, as the guilty party, telling us who the guilty party is for the crimes that have been committed against we the people. Let's go over to the next one. This is Stop the Press. 156 eyewitness accounts were admitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11, 2001. Okay? Have we been under attack since September 11, 2001? Oh, big time. The act of the Patriot Act? Nope, it should have been called the Act of Tyranny. We have been under attack by our own government, and I'm talking about corruption, not the good guys, for the last 21 years in a big way. Those agencies have been created to war against us. Just ask the FBI, just ask the CIA, and just ask the DHS. They're telling you who the problem is. Anybody that impedes the way of a global order. Well, I'm one of those guys. Amen. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Period. Okay? South Tower. This is Carlson Craig, military. The tag number is 911-0505. So this has all been validated and logged. He said, I guess about 3 minutes later, you just heard explosions coming from Building 2. This is Building 2, the second tower. Okay, he said the South Tower. He said it seemed like it took forever, but there were about 10 explosions. He said there was 10 explosions. These are the firefighters, eyewitnesses, ear witnesses on the scene that were completely omitted by the mainstream media. 10 explosions, he said. At that time, I didn't realize what it was. We realized later after talking and finding out that it was the floors collapsing to where the planes had hit, allegedly. We then realized the buildings started to come down. I only can show you only so much of this for the sake of time, but these are the firefighters that just came out of the buildings that collapsed. This is more of the information that was being completely omitted, but for the sake of not having expletives on the radio, I got to contain this for only so long, and I'm not doing it piece by piece, folks, omitting certain parts and then putting other parts in it. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just doing what I'm doing here by omitting the swear words, and I got to watch that here on national radio, okay? Check this out. This is a firefighter.
What happened?
What happened?
An explosion.
An explosion, he said.
The third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed.
He said it exploded. The whole lobby exploded. He said the third explosion.
What was it like? Horrible. The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Is that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
Was it a secondary explosion, said the reporter? The firefighter said, yes, it was. It definitely was.
Yeah, definitely a secondary explosion. We was inside waiting to go upstairs. And on the way upstairs, the whole fucking plane blew.
Okay, so he just
collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
He said the whole coming down blew up.
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Another explosion, the third explosion, he said.
Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So what you're telling me is that there was a plane or whatever hit the building, then a secondary explosion.
There was like three explosions after that.
So he said after the building was hit, allegedly by the planes, right? He said there were three more explosions after that, okay? This is all the information that was completely omitted, okay? And again, I could spend hours just covering the lies here, but notice how it works to their political agenda, a new global order. Because while the people are freaking out, they're crying out for the government to take more control. What is the history of Adolf Hitler and dictators in the past and in the present? They create the problem and then in private, and then publicly they play the problem solver. History teaches us that they are the ones, in fact, that are responsible for creating the problems. Okay? Over the last couple days, and obviously this is the anniversary, right, month of September 11, 2001, and what I want you to hear is I highlighted this last week. It was the Pentagon being reported upon, and I want you to listen to this report really quick because Tim Brown from the morning show just sent me over some brand new information only to confirm what we always knew what it was. This report is going to tell you that after the Pentagon was hit, he's going to tell you that there's no evidence of an airplane. And interestingly enough, I had probably two or three people fight me on this. even after showing them the video of no airplane, a 757 Boeing hitting the building and there's no airplane particles, and I had to fight them? Hey, folks, even when they admit that they didn't, the people still say it's a theory. Why? Because they don't want to have to act accordingly to the truth that's been given to them. That means that's going to rattle and shake their foundation. They don't want that. They want to create their own little deceptive world, and they want to stay in it. Well, the information I'm going to give you right now is going to destroy all of that. All of that. Here is the first report, and again, I want you to check
outside
this out.
Pentagon, CNN's military affairs correspondent, Jamie McIntyre. And Jamie, you got very close
first report
to that plane
on the
in.
Pentagon.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building. Firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway. But from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crash anywhere near the Pentagon.
The eyewitness reporter that was on the scene said that his inspection revealed no signs of an airplane hitting it. Oh, by the way, you only heard this report one time, and then it was completely expunged by the same people that are controlling the narrative today. And they're doing it today because you're allowing them to do it. Okay? That's how they get away with this kind of stuff. Now, here's what's important. He said there's no evidence of a plane. Well, folks, we already showed you the video that was released unto Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. I even had somebody say, well, Tom doesn't agree with the fact that it was hit by a missile neither. And I said, well, I don't care what Tom Fitton believes. I know what my eyes show me. And here, this is what I want you to see. Folks, here is the video of a 747 allegedly hitting the Pentagon. A 757 Boeing. Where is the airplane? And I want you to think about this. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch had to sue the government to release the video that you're watching on social media platforms right now. Where's the airplane? Where are the pieces of the airplane? Folks, I'm about ready to show you. It's what we already knew. There was no airplane. We knew there was no airplane because, again, this attack after the September, and by the way, the day before these attacks on the Pentagon and the towers, folks, keep in mind the day before over $2 trillion disappeared from our country. $2 trillion. Who did that? Well, look who was responsible for security over at the two towers, the son of George Bush. His son, George W. Bush, just happened to be the president of the United States of America. And all of these guys, these little Nazis that were in a circle, were conspiring to do exactly what they did. Now, I'm very pleased to show this to you because this one, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about what I'm about ready to show you. It's video that was released 20 years after the attacks. The FBI silenced the witnesses, and by the way, I can only let this woman talk for so long, too, because she talks out of both sides of her mouth, but the video is self-evident. It shows you exactly what you need to see. If you've not seen this video, go to social media platforms, and I'm going to show it to you right now, okay? She's swearing. I just can't have her swearing. But if you look at the bottom of the film, you will see a Scud missile clearly hitting the Pentagon. That is no 757 Boeing airplane. This was just released. Tim Brown released it to me just a couple days ago, and I said, yep, there it is. It's what we always knew it was. It was a video camera that was taken away, probably, I'm guessing, 200-300 yards away, and it's clearly a Scud missile that hit that building. Now, folks, you need to take the video from social media platforms today, and you need to share this message with all of your friends that knew something was wrong with the narrative, because at every given step that the mainstream media has given us concerning the September 11th attacks, do keep in mind it's all worked for their agenda. It's all worked for their agenda. They created the DHS, they created agencies, they even created the TSA. This is all more control over the people, friends. And we need to pay attention to what's going on here. The whole premise of the show today, friends, is there is a conspiracy. In fact, Jeremiah 11:9, we've been warned about that. And even when the CIA agents come out and confess to their crimes, folks, it's still a theory in the minds of the ignorant.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.